Hey everybody, this is Mark, and this is the commentary and analysis for I always think of it as the Backwards Law Post, but it's called Why the Best Things in Life Are All Backwards. This post came from, it's funny, actually, it's a outtake of the new book that I'm working on. I'm recording this in 2018. The new book that I'm working on has gone through a few different iterations and different phases. And one of those, I guess, back in the early spring, late winter, early spring, there was like a month where I thought the book was going to be about paradoxes. So this whole idea that, you know, the more secure you try to feel in yourself, the more insecurity you generate, or the more you try to live without limitations, the more you limit yourself. And this post was essentially, I mean, it's basically taking the backwards law that I mentioned in chapter one of Subtle Art and building like an entire book out of it. And I eventually decided not to pursue that iteration of the book, to like organize the book around that concept. And this was the whole Navy SEAL thing was the introduction that I wrote to that draft. So I really like the intro, and I like the drown proofing idea and like relating that to all the different curves. And so I wanted to make sure that I still use that somewhere. I thought it's a cool idea and kind of important. This is definitely one of those posts where there's not much like actual research or data behind it. this is more just like Mark philosophizing. I mean, there is some research and data behind, particularly like the happiness stuff and the, you know, sense of security and meaning. But you know, most of this is just kind of my own personal ideas and interpretation. I mean, obviously, I didn't come up with the paradoxes either. Most of these paradoxes are related to, if you've studied any like Buddhist philosophy, you run into this stuff all the time in Eastern philosophy. But I guess this is kind of me merging the ideas, some of these like basic Eastern philosophy teachings, and then effort reward curves of like productivity training, which is kind of a strange, and Navy SEAL exercises where people die. So it's a nice little smorgasbord of ideas that I thought were really cool together. And I, you know, when I changed what the book was about, you know, I hated to just throw this one away. And so I decided to put it on the site. So I hope you enjoy it. I hope you found it interesting and cool. I realize that some of these concepts, you know, the freedom, the happiness, the security, you know, I kind of blew through them quickly in the article. But many of them are touched on either in other articles or in Subtle Art, or in the next book that I'm writing. So I didn't want to turn this into, I mean, I guess I could have explained them more, but I didn't want to give like full fleshed out philosophical arguments for them, because then that would turn the post into this like massive 10,000 word thing. So, but who knows? Maybe one day I'll go through them one by one or something and expand them. So, hope you enjoy it, and there'll probably be some more book outtakes coming as the year. I mean, that's generally just how things work for me, is as I write a book, about 50% of what I write doesn't get used, and then I take the best pieces of what was not used and turn those into blog posts. So there should be more of these coming in the next 6 months.